This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
All right, everyone. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alihi wa sahbihi man wala. So, interestingly enough, I asked on a community poll what you all thought was the very first halaqah that I'd ever given in my life. And the correct answer, at least at the time of recording this video, only had 16%. And that is a subject on the virtues of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, I have to say, by the way, because we've got to give this sister credit, we had to delete the comment of Sister Fatima Abdullahi, who not only got the answer correct, but was able to mention that I had mentioned this in a lecture in the first on the topic of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So, you know, may Allah reward you, mashallah, you were able to reference exactly where I had mentioned that it was my first halaqah. But what is the story of this halaqah and why Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu? So this was 2003 at the Islamic Center of Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge is in Louisiana. For those of you that speak French, Baton Rouge, literally the red stick, but everyone pronounces it Baton Rouge from Louisiana, here in the United States of America. So I was doing this halaqah, or I was given the opportunity rather to do a halaqah at the masjid. And this was sort of my first community-wide halaqah. So before that, I've obviously done youth halaqahs and spoken to people in camps and things of that sort, but my first actual public lecture. So I chose Uthman radiallahu anhu, and it was very surprising to people why I chose the topic of Uthman radiallahu anhu. And I don't think even I fully appreciated why I chose Uthman radiallahu anhu so much until, you know, almost 20 years later. So let me give you this background. When I started studying the lives of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, radwanullahi ta'ala alayhim, I fell in love with the Sahaba as a whole, as a generation, and the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as an entire family. And I've always been big on history, and you'll notice this in my lectures. I love to reference biographies. So my favorite genre of books is, in fact, autobiographies. And then biographies. Now, when we were going through the lives of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, going through the life of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and he is the best of the best, right? Everything about him shines. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, who I'm named after, obviously, and I have deep love and respect for Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, and he's probably, you know, the favorite companion of many, many, many people. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his courage, his bravery, his closeness to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so celebrated radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and I loved Ali radiallahu anhu, especially as a young person, being able to relate to that young person that stands out, right, and that fights for his principles very early on and insists upon that belief in Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and dedicates himself to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I felt like when we got to the life of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, like there was a great injustice that's been done to him. And the injustice, first and foremost, is that we really don't talk about his virtues enough. And it's perhaps his shyness and his modesty, subhanAllah, which is exactly why he was loved so much by Allah and by the angels who were shy from him, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who was shy from him, radiallahu ta'ala anhum. But it's his bashfulness, perhaps, that allows him to be situated amongst the four and not spoken about nearly as much as he needs to be spoken about. And it was particularly, you know, that reason that he did so much. You know, Allah talks about people that are generous, but لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والأذى, people that void their charity, their generosity, because they boast about their charity and they hurt people when they give them charity, right? So it's almost like you wish they wouldn't give you charity because of how rude and how nasty they actually are. But when it comes to Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, he never boasted about his charity and he didn't harm people with his charity. Rather, his charity continues to benefit until today. The waqf of Uthman radiallahu anhu, the endowment of Uthman, is in the hundreds of millions of dollars, still sustaining parts of Medina until now. So his sadaqah is still running radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And what I realized, you know, later on, and of course, this was one of my motivations back then, but now I really strongly feel attached to that, is what got me attached to Uthman radiallahu anhu was the fact that he did so much for this ummah, and I felt like a great injustice had been done towards him in his assassination. And at a deeper level, right, the fact that his generosity was thrown right back in his face. So Uthman radiallahu anhu was forbidden from praying in the very masjid that he constructed, that he expanded. He was forbidden from drinking from the same well that he purchased for the Muslims, and the Prophet guaranteed him Jannah as a result of that. And on top of that, subhanAllah, you know, many people who do things insincerely, right, when the curtain comes down, if you will, then they show their true colors, right? So if Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was insincere, look, this man was loved for his charity in Jahiliyyah and in Islam, in the days of ignorance and in Islam. People loved Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And if his generosity was to be praised by the people, and if it was for the people, not for Allah, then his generosity would have run out with the people once the people turned on him. Once you had these young people that had, you know, unfortunately consumed so much slander about him and circulated so many lies about him that they thought they were killing him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But look at the generosity of Uthman radiallahu anhu for the sake of Allah. Uthman radiallahu anhu refused to let a single drop of blood be spilled in his cause. So he's stopping Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's stopping Talha wa Zubayr radiallahu anhuma from spilling blood in his cause. And that is his continued goodwill towards the Muslims because his generosity was for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it hurt me when I studied his story. And honestly, till now, because of the idea of injustice that was done towards him with everything that he did for the ummah, but in Allah la yudhi'u ajra al-muhsinin, Allah does not let the reward of the good doers go to waste. And so we still see the legacy of Uthman radiallahu anhu today, and we still celebrate him as we should today. So this was my first halaqah. So it was in the Islamic Center of Baton Rouge, and subhanAllah, it was very special to me. The idea, some of you are familiar with the work of Muhsin, Muslims Understanding and Helping with Special Education Needs, which is really about making the masajid more accessible to people with special needs. My mother, may Allah have mercy on her, attended that lecture, but she couldn't see me giving that lecture, and she was partially deaf. She wasn't blind, but the way the masjid was constructed, she wasn't able to sit and see me while I was delivering the lecture, and she couldn't really hear what was being said, but she was just so happy to be there in the masjid at the time I was giving that lecture. And I remember her, you know, saying that she was looking at the faces of other people crying when we got towards the end of the lecture. So she was kind of feeding off of the energy of other people that were able to hear the halaqa. And that was something that moved me deeply at the time. I also remember, subhanAllah, people asked me, did you get nervous with your public speaking? Or do you get nervous when you address a public audience? The first 6-7 minutes of that lecture, my hand was shaking. I was holding a paper. They didn't have iPads back then, right? My hand was shaking and I was extremely nervous. After that, I really can say that, you know, once I started talking about Uthman radiallahu anhu, and really it felt like I was just telling a friend about a friend, someone that I love so much, I got comfortable. And really, you know, I tell people from that day, subhanAllah, like the anxiety of public speaking almost went away from me entirely from that very first halaqa. You know, after the first part of it, when I got into the story of Uthman radiallahu anhu, and when it was like having a conversation about someone that I love to people that I knew. So that was the story of my first halaqa. And I think that, you know, till now, when I get into the firsts and the stories of the Sahaba, that's where I really find my deepest passion. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with them and join us with our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakumullah khair for joining. Inshallah ta'ala, I'll shoot you all another community poll soon and continue to tell you some stories. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.